Definitely, you have been put in. So there is God controlling all creation. You are all His children of God. This fate is awaiting each one of you. There is no godlessness now, you see? With the grace of God, this is being proved now. You testify to that. You are seen of your own self, is it not? So be definite, there is a world beyond and a spiritual world beyond, you see? In man body only you can have that privilege, no other. So when you come in touch with that light within you and hear the sound also, your life is changed. You become the place of virtues, of all virtues. This diary is meant only to enable you to start. When you cut a tree, take all the branches first, cut all the branches first. It is easier to cut the stem. The stem is ego. And if you hear the sound when you rise, after rising above body consciousness, naturally the whole thing is cut down. So, you see, this is all scripture, but they say they are true. For want of practical people, men are being led away by outward propaganda. Be on the God, please. But one thing I may tell you, those who have been put on the way, and they do not do full justice to the work. They will words are very strong, I don't like to say. Those who have been put on the way and not do honestly the time devoted to that and accurately as they are wanted to do, that will prove that the science is wrong. The whole sin lies on your burden, mind that. People may see you, see what change you have got in your lives. That's very important. Some revolution has to take place, spiritual revolution, not of the body's mind, that is of the spirit, of the evil propensities we have got against, which lead us away from God. There is God. And we, with the grace of God, we can have a glimpse of that. And that is in man body only that you can have, and no other body. Fortunately, you have got the man body. That is why all masters who came in the past, you see, even now, they are telling you from the house, I mean, as efficiently as possible, that time and tide waits for no man, you must hurry up. So masters say, when look here, it is your time to awake. Aveda say, awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached. Awakening what? We have been asleep. Awake outside. Awaken outside. We will be dark outside. Sleep outside, then we can awake within. Gita says, the saints of God sleep during the day and awake at the night. That does not mean they don't do any work during the day, you see. They are there, those who see may be blind, as Christ said. Their attention is always limited to certain point of view within them. While working, they use that out of view faculty. But at night they have nothing to do, full time in touch with God. So, Master say, when the pure, it is the high time, you have got the man body, it is the time of your awakening. You have been asleep ever since you separated from God. Had you have been awakened, you would have been a different angle of being altogether. So, what does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? So, naturally, time and tide waits for no man. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second is shortened. Your days to be in this man body. And naturally, say, if we do that, what will we get? The God within us? The blind will get eyes, the deaf will have ears. Those are no like they run on the mountains. These are expressions to you how you can rise above body consciousness. The time has come, you see, in which this truth of the all masters in the past is to be proved by example. So this is a high time while we are young, I tell you. Some people say we'll do it when we grow old, when such and such work is finished, we are free. This work will go on increasing day by day till the last birth. Those who wait only for the old age, who knows you'll reach to that old age or not. Even if you reach old age, your life, present life is not righteous. You won't have eyesight, you won't hear. You're just helpless, dependent on others. How can you do anything? The Master say, so long as you've got black hairs, that is, you are young, you are fit physically, you can do something, fit for some time, those are fortunate. Old age, very few really can do, whose life has been pure and righteous. So it is high time for the younger to hurry up, you see, reach your destination and then go on. They do not say they don't leave the world and go, leave hearts and homes and go to the wilderness. No, not that. I told you, hot battle of life. Those who have been brought in contact with you as reactions of the past, those should be respected, pay up debts, because God has united you. And after winding up all your affairs, take steps back home. So Master says, look here, God is all wisdom, as I told you last night. That wisdom is innate in our souls. Why don't you use the wisdom of your God? Or take it from the world for far sight. After all, you leave your body. And in man body alone, you can go into the beyond. Traverse into the beyond, reach back the home of your father. What have you done? We are very worldly wise in the worldly affairs too, but stop blind in the way of our spiritual attempt. So all masters say, awake, O man. See, from among you, somebody is leaving you. You've seen men going, is it not? You must have been to cremation place or the burial place. Some today, other day, everybody, somebody carrying somebody whom the soul has left. And our day is also approaching. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second brings us closer to the great final change, which is called death. Death is nobody, but it is a change. We must be ready for change. With the grace of the Master, if we know how to rise above body consciousness, and by regular practice at your will and prayer, then death is a prayer, no bugbear. It's a very strange love. You have all wisdom, and you have not even made preparation to go to the other world. But to speak of really rising above body consciousness, reaching the world other than. Don't while away time in your madness of the world. Right use of everything is good. Overuse of everything is bad. The Master says, yes, see, awake. All Master says, you see, we are awake outside, spiritually asleep, because our whole attention is absorbed in the outside world. Never thought for a moment who we are, what we are, how far this body will continue. After all, each one has to be the body, and we also have to live. How that will stand? If we have just spent our time in the madness of the world, amassing all things, the body won't go with you. How can you expect other things which have come in your contact of your body, they will go along with you? Angle of vision will change. Mind that one thing, outer others lectures or talk won't help you. Simply they will give you guidance. Unless you begin to lecture to your own self. You know these things, you go away, then all the time you look here, this is to be done. Don't try to reform others. First reform your own self first. Then you say something with your practical life behind it that will carry effect. If there's no practical life behind it, you simply go on saying, do this, do that, those will never carry an effect. So God has given you 2 years, 1 mouth to speak. We speak too much. What we hear, we don't digest and live up to them. I think each one has got wonderful information on this subject through scriptures, through hearing talks. But the point is how much you have digested, you see. Tree is known by the fruit it bears. With all your efforts, what fruit you have brought out? Do you see that? Have you been able to have a beatific vision of one? Maybe the lowest, that light is covered by so many covers, physical. At least one if you have started, then further they hope to go up. Why not leave? Shake off all sheets and have that all glorious light. And this is the man training you can do all this. Master, don't touch your outer forms, the labor of which you are carrying. Blessed you are. But live up to what the scriptures say, what all Masters said. Two things are required: ethical life, a stepping stone to spirituality, and to know God. This helping factor. So this is not something you have to do for anybody else. This is your truly speaking your own work. Nobody will have to do this for you. Master will help you, give you a boost, that's right. They'll help you to usher you into the beyond. But Master can bring horses to the water, not make the horses drink water. They also simply force you. This is only forcing you to do it. So they will please only when his teacher is pleased only when the students are going on as he wishes. So my wishes are all with you in this world of propaganda, you see, men are being led astray. This is true things you have got. And live up to them, prove that there is something, not by words, but by life. So meditation, you see, is the way back to God. putting more time, as much as time you can snatch away from your busy life, do it. It is your own work. You are not doing any obligation to anybody else, is it? Who tells you to do that, to have a true living and come remain in contact with God, there is your true friend. And also helps you there, too. So mass will come for all the world over. We are not a monopoly of any sect or any country or any religion. The sun rises and gives light to all the world over. So this is God's grace working through the masters from time to time to bring you back as the time requires. When Christ came, you see, what happened, you know? He was put to the cross, as he showed. And what did he tell his disciples? What you heard in the ears, speak from the housetops. If this right understanding is given to the people, there will be peace in the world. Those who have got some inkling of this right understanding, they should broadcast at times of change. But at the same time, they should live up to them, not only mere words. So God will help you. God helps those. You take a step this side. He will come to help you. 100 steps forward.
Could you comment on mental illness? What to do? What kind of a doctor?
What can I say?
For mental illness.
Mental illness. Yeah, what to do?
Mental illness. Kis tarah ilaaj karna hai?
The cause should be removed. Worry kills a man. And then have some such like medicine which are pacifying. And doctor will advise you on the point. Worry should be avoided. The cause which has resulted into that. That's a medicine. Another thing, pacifying medicine will be given by a doctor.
Next question. What exercises do you prefer, hatha yoga or calisthenics, and why? Could you say something about yoga exercises?
Hatha yoga exercises help us to make our body fit. To take some exercises will go to help your health is all right. But all hatha yoga practice should not continue. Only that much it goes to help you, make your health better, strong. Because you see, more sometimes breathing, if the habit becomes to breathe, then our own way will be affected. If it does not affect your yoga practices or that, they involve breathing and breathing becomes habit, and that will affect your yoga, your falling.
This is the question that's asked a great many times, Master, why did we break away from the fifth plane?
It's the will of God, you see. Why we are sent to the world? Why He created the world? It was His will and pleasure. Why you couldn't give birth to children?
What is it indication of when faces other than Master's appear in meditation? The faces that you do not know.
Repeat the 5 God names. If they stand before the 5 names, that's all right. If they are negative and belong to the lower planes of excess, then they will go away.
How can we overcome worry and depression?
Worry is no remedy. Depression results out of worry or disappointment. So do your best and leave the rest to God over it, and that's all you can do.
When listening to the sound, how can one avoid following the sound to its source? The attention outside also follows the sound to its source.
I think you people have not followed exactly what was meant. When I told if any sound is heard at a distance, you follow it, that will become faint. It is already faint. Further little faint will come and die out. Don't leave your seat of soul at the body. While sitting here, you hear what comes from the right. Then that will follow you and won't be, don't die out. This is what I meant.
With Master's grace, I will be initiated Sunday. I have 4 children. May I serve them eggs or not? We have been naturalists for 10 years.
Naturalist means they do take eggs? What is the idea with that? Eggs do not form part of raw food. Then? Okay. Now the question remains, if you prefer eggs are no good, why don't you make your children also to be on the way that you have chosen? That is such a show that cancer disease is a result of taking too many eggs.
What was the result?
Taking of eggs result in cancer. The disease is growing more and more. That is it. Cause due to that, what you came to know in India.
Can we overcome past karmic impressions?
Karmic reactions, which are in fruit, you cannot. But you just have a strong boots on to save you from the pinching effects of the thorns. For this man has to die, he will die, he must die. So karmic reactions of the past, which are in fruit, they cannot be stopped. But you can have such a position that they won't pinch you.
In Sarbakan, we are told we must neither praise nor condemn in order to maintain complete detachment. If, however, someone does something kind or loving for you, is it not appreciate as well as desirable? Appropriate as well as desirable to show appreciation, which is an aspect of love.
If you are in love with somebody, he has got something, got value, good work, you can appreciate, all right, and take lessons that you should also do likewise. If there's something wrong with somebody and you've got love for him, then don't broadcast, you rightfully tell him, dear friend, this is no good. Don't be the unpaid prick, what you say, servants of the priority of God, you see. What you do when we think such and such God, such and such, they go on broadcasting this thing. The result becomes what you, as you think, so you become. It so happened, missionaries went to Japan first to preach. They preached one commandment of Moses, thou shalt not strike a woman. And the people were astonished. Do the people beat the woman in your country? The result was, after years preaching, they began to strike the woman. This negative effect. What is no good, tell them privately, out of love, it is no good. Now always thinking such and such, that reaction on yourself.
Can a soul distinguish between present karmic debts and actions that create new karma?
No, that create and why is the present karmic reaction coming up? at present, that that can be done when? When you rise above astral body to the causal plane, then you know what is the cause of all these present reactions, not before.
Is it all right to eat cheese with rennet, or is it a spiritual hindrance?
Those who are thinking that that contains that thing, don't take it. Prepare your own fresh cheese daily.
Those who are doubtful in eating cheese which has rennet, they could avoid it, or they could make their own.
No, fresh cheese is always better. No doubt.
They can make at their home, they can have a milk, put a little lemon, it will split, and that's the cheese for you. Very cheap.
You can carry on a business.
I get this request no matter where I stand. And the only thing I can tell you people is that I am not invisible. And if you wish to see Master more clearly, there's a lot of seats back there. And I'll be glad to wait while you move.
And those who can't see, they're going to come down here. They're going to come down here. Those who can't see.
You stay down here.
No, that would be worse. I'll block you from more of them, man. I'd love to, but... How may we love all things without developing attachment?
If you love somebody for the sake of somebody, not for your own selfish thing. Suppose you love father, and the child comes, you love him for the sake of his father. If you love God, God is that in every heart. You love that man for the sake of God, then there's no attachment.
How much free will does man have?
We are in man body, you see. All other bodies, we are bound. We are not free to act. In man body, we are bound to certain extent and limit within certain limits. When the railway line is laid down, train will run on that very line. Further, it is free will where which you want to lay down this line. So we are free with a certain in man body, you can direct your way back to God. Of course we are affected by the reactions of the past, the ten of mind is like that. And that ten of mind can be modified, renewed, regenerated by a company of the saints or by what you say. But discrimination, what should be done? That is placed before you.
Is it helpful or better for an initiate to live the life of a householder, or can he progressed just as well and remained single all through his life?
Look to your own self first. Can you live all alone? First thing I will tell you, a man coming out of a tavern while reading the Bible, what do people think of you? One thing. The other to say you can live all alone without any higher contact within, that you cannot. If you go on doing under secret, under cover, so many things that is wrong. If you can live up, quiet, chaste, without any help of anybody, all right, you are welcome, I will wash your feet. Say things is something else, doing is something else. I have seen many heads of the religion, you see, I found otherwise. To remain in the worldly life, stick to one wife, and woman should stick to one husband, that is commendable.
Is it possible for a mere Baba follower to become an initiate of Kirpal Singh?
It is for them to see. You see, if they are not satisfied there, they will have to come up. He has left his body.
Oh, good morning, and welcome to the satsang from Master Kripal Singh. The recording that was just played was a talk and question and answer session given by Master at the Galt Ocean Mile Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on December 9th, 1972. Our reader this morning is Claire Stannard. Hello, Claire.
Good morning, everyone. I will read "It Is a Noble Search," published in January 71 issue of Satsandesh. The truth and God are one and the same thing, the nature of which is not compound, but is a single substance, permanent, unchangeable, ever-existent, which does not revolve in cyclic evolution. When that God or truth came into expression, creation took place, whereas that which remains unexpressed is nameless, formless, absolute Godhead, into which one must become fully absorbed to experience. When he expressed himself, God said, "From one I shall become many." We have, the source was one, but millions of rivulets issue from it. The power which was expressed, the God into expression power, is called Nam, Word, Kalma, Sarosha, Nad, and various other terms, and can be apparent in creation. The world we see is God's own image. His image is apparent. But it can be seen when in the human form alone, wherein the full realization can take place. When we become the true seers of the Lord, we are then fully competent to sing his praises. All masters have declared that seeing is above all else. Otherwise, it is much like licking someone else's empty plate. Whatever the masters have described is true, there is no doubt. But we have not seen it. Listen to the words of the Sant. He says whatever he has seen with his own eyes. Their information is not from theory or from hearsay, and although their message is for all, only sincere seekers will reap the full benefit from them when their spiritual eyes are opened to see the truth within. A certain Muslim fakir says, "O man, outwardly you seem to be a small human form, but inwardly you are a great being, with a whole world inside you." He refers to the fact that the great macrocosm is in the microcosm of the human body. While the God-realized masters were on earth, the work flourished. But when they left, the schools and colleges were formed, the labels of which we wear. These religions were begun with noble purpose, that people would be able to realize the Lord. And in the olden days, only those who had realized the truth were allowed to preach. Only after many years of meditation did they go about from place to place, awakening the souls. As time passed on, for want of practical people, the same formation stagnated and resulted in deterioration. It is unfortunate that since paid preaching started, much of religion has become corrupted. The basic truth remains the same, of course, but it has been forgotten. There is some indication, no doubt, in the different holy scriptures and some flashes in the prayers which are repeated outwardly. We also go on lighting lamps and ringing bells, which are symbols standing for the light of God and music of the spheres. But we do not actually receive anything. That is why we should sing praises only after seeing the truth, not like a man who, blind from birth, tries to describe the light of the sun by what others have told him. Kabir Sahib says, "The whole world is blind." It is a very sweeping remark, and he adds, "If there were only a few, then I would make them understand." Swamiji Maharaj says, "The Guru says the whole world is blind. No one has gone inside." When the masters say that man is blind, it does not mean that he has no eyes in his head. Do not say that he who has no eyes is blind. He is blind, O Nanak, whose inner eye is not open to see. If that eye through which the Lord is seen is not open, then all are blind. So after getting this human birth, we must have the aim to realize God. We must go toward Him for a start. We may have read philosophy or have probed into intellectual findings in every field of study. We have done this and we have done that, but we have not seen reality. The masters say, however, and with great authority, we have seen the truth. Where? In the very physical image which is the temple of the Lord. With great clarity, they make this statement. Have you ever thought about this subject? You think of many things, but have you ever considered the matter of your true self? He who made this house gave the key to the Guru. When that power withdraws, we also have to leave the body. O Nanak, through the Naam, everything is controlled. It can be acquired only through great destiny. The controlling power can be realized in the very temple of God, within which it is radiating in effulgent light. Those who realized the Lord realized Him in the form of light and sound principle. Yet ultimately, God is nameless, formless, there is no light, etc. Out of His expression came forth a vibration which has the two aspects of light and sound. These are the true image of God to be realized while on earth, but only after we realize who we are. Practically, this is done when our senses are controlled, the mind is at a standstill, and the intellect immobile. It is a practical science. If one attempts any spiritual practice with the aid of the mind and senses, when one is actually already strongly under their influence, then how will one be able to rise above them? It is most necessary to find a person who has himself risen above these faculties and can give a demonstration of that. He who has controlled his attention by giving a little of it to others will withdraw their attention from its playing grounds scattered among the outer environments. By giving a boost and a way up and out, the student will begin to know a little of what he truly is. When he sees himself in truth, he will see that God is also present, who is the sustainer of our very life, and he will see Him in the form of light and sound principle. Reading, writing, and reasoning is like a garland adorning the neck of a spiritual man, for he will explain the spiritual science in many different ways. Yet even if he has no academic learning, he will still show you the truth. When Bulla Shah went to Shah Inayat, who was a gardener, he asked him, "How can one get God?" Shah Inayat replied, "It is not difficult to realize God. Just uproot your attention from here and plant it there. It is very clear that which we have to uproot from the outer pursuits is our very attention, which is the expression of the soul, and then we must direct it inwardly. Then we shall be able to see inside. It is a matter of withdrawal from the body and outward environments. The Holy Scriptures are records of the past master's experiences in this human form, that we might understand that there is light and sound within man. And when this revelation is had, by the grace of some competent person, we see that the body is the temple of God, after whose model the outer temples were made. Then the purpose of the outer temples has been served. Little girls learn about adult life and housekeeping, etc., by playing with dolls and other toys. But when they grow up and marry, they live these actions instead of playing make-believe, and the toys are put aside. Similarly, outer religious rituals are outgrown when the inner spiritual experience is received. It is not experience for the eyes of flesh. O Nanak, that eye is different, which sees the Lord within. If even one man has seen, then it is significant that others can also see. Who can make the light visible within? He whose soul is joined to God, who has withdrawn from outer environments and has become the attention itself. His one glance can have inconceivable effect upon us, because we are a drop of that ocean of all consciousness. If a man becomes in tune with the all consciousness, what a tremendous power will that be! When he who has become all consciousness directs that consciousness for a while, not one but hundreds of souls will rise above the body consciousness. One fakir has said, "One glance of yours is enough to take me beyond." To find our true self, does it mean that we are lost? If you ask me for the truth, I would say we are completely lost. In the old Urdu primary textbook, there is an amusing story which holds a profound meaning. It relates that a man was sitting quietly on his veranda, sincerely thanking God. Some people asked what he was thanking the Lord for, and he replied, "Last night, brothers, thieves broke into my compound and stole my horse." They were amazed and said, "You have lost something valuable. What is there to be thankful for?" He replied, "You don't understand. I am thanking the Lord that I was not riding that horse, or they would have stolen me too." It is not a laughing matter. He was concerned with his own safety, not the loss of his property. He saved himself and lost the horse. But we are clutching the horse, having lost the rider. Do you understand this? The masters tell us, "You are the rider. You are not the body or the senses, mind, intellect. It is you who are enlivening the body." Then they bring you above body consciousness and withdraw your scattered attention to prove their statements. They open your inner eye, and then you are the one who sees. The whole play of spirituality is with the attention. Where the attention is, there you are. Through putting your attention wholeheartedly on physical exercises, with a little training, you can be a wrestler of powerful strength. With your attention directed on scholastic subjects, you can become an intellectual giant. If you put all your attention on the greater attention, God, you will grow in spiritual stature. On the spiritual health depends the health of mind and body both. This teaching is for all, but most of us are still playing with toys. We are disinterested with this doll's play when we see the true form of our beloved. How beautiful must the real thing be if the imitation is so attractive? But unfortunately, while the blind lead the blind, both continue to fall into the ditch. This is a very frank talk. He who is completely competent will simply tell you to sit and see. That is all. Then when you sit, you will forget the outer attractions. Each and every one will have some inner experience according to each individual's background. In the company of the saint, you see the Lord within. How? The master gave me the key to the inner door. He gives a portion of his own attention. He never says, do what I say and eventually you will get something. The true master's words are very clear on this subject. As long as I see not with my own eyes, I cannot believe even the guru's words. The so-called master usually tells the seeker, follow my instructions and we will see what happens. You are in my hands and even after death will come to me. But he never shows anything. So what is the proof of his words? Something practical must be received by the seeker. A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. This pure subject, the study of the attention, which you can call spirituality, is ever in existence. But sad to state, we are not interested in this higher knowledge. Our attention is on the body, on sensual pleasures, and on intellectual deliberations. Bookish knowledge is all wilderness. There is no way out. By reading the stories and anecdotes of the masters, we can enter a state of pseudo-intoxication. But first we should see something of the truth, and then sing the Lord's praises. It is said, how can I have the protection of the unprotected? We are also told, know in truth that only he is a true disciple in whom the light shines in all fullness. Such a disciple is the Guru's very image, and the Guru will say, I reside in him. The Guru is a friend who will never leave you until the end of the world, and even beyond that. The true light was given by the Master, and the shabd burned out the eyehood and attachment. When the light shines inside you, you see for yourself how the power is working and not you. What can a poor wooden puppet do? The puppeteer is in control. It is also said, nothing happens by my efforts. Whatever God wants will occur. Also, Nanak the servant speaks when prompted. The masters speak as inspired by God. They have no ego. And when there is no ego, there is no coming and going and no binding by good and bad karmas, which are like gold and iron chains. In the book Nam or Word, I have given many quotations to help resolve the doubts. If the doubts persist, then one should read the Vedas. In the Upanishads, it states that there is a sun in the Brahmand, causal region, through which the sound is vibrating, the secret teaching of which Ingris Rishi gave to Krishna, the son of Devaki. Even in the Gita, in the 18th chapter, you will find that Lord Krishna told Arjuna that if he left all and came under his protection, he would give him the secret of all secrets. That secret teaching is the very same as the science of the masters. The light and sound is got into expression, called variously as nam, shabd, kalma, word, etc. They are names given by which to remember him. He is within all forms, but can be realized through the human form. O mind, take one name. The Satguru has given me this boon. Also, whoever is through the Nam. There is no place without the Nam. We also have, I glorify thee by any name. Some people call the Lord by the word Ram, some God, some Allah, some Wahiguru. These are all words to denote that power which came into expression, which is controlling the whole universe, and on a smaller scale is within the temple of the physical form. Just as the world was made, so was this physical form which he made in the womb of his mother, and then he took up residence therein. He has never been separate from us, and we must come to know this very power. But we are lost in the outer search. Water is a liquid referred to by various names. Jal, Nir, Ab, Water, Pani, Aqua, and others. But to what avail is the mere repetition of the words? One must drink to quench the thirst. There is a story of a child who, during the course of learning the Persian language, was taught the words Ab Bia, meaning bring water. When this child reached his home after the day's lessons, he felt very thirsty. So he approached his parents and said Ab Bia. As they had no knowledge of the Persian language, they did not understand him. He stubbornly refused to speak in his native tongue, and the story tells that he died of thirst. We go on repeating Ram, Ram, Allah, Allah, and make much ado about it, but we have never seen God. The attitude is all right, and the action is good, but we should try to understand the meaning behind all this, for the I-hood will not be erased this way. If the soul is a conscious entity, then its food must be something conscious, and the expression of the Lord, which is light and sound, is the bread and water of life, and he who has it can give to others. My beloved is everywhere, no place is without him. Glorify that body in which he is manifested. We can consider for a moment just how Guru Amar Das Ji worked and searched before he realized the truth. For more than 70 years, he did all that was recommended to find God. Jap, repetition of a name. Tap, strict austerities. Bharat, fasting, puja path, devotional ritual and reading holy scriptures, Tirath Yatra, pilgrimage, Havan, fire ritual, Dan, giving alms, Kirtan, singing and playing holy music, and many other things. All were good actions, but he did not get a contact with God. Eventually, he said, I am extremely tired performing these karmas. With deep sincerity, he had done all this. We approach our worship like a routine. There is an instance in the life of Namdev, whose grandfather was a devotee of idols and would daily take milk as an offering. Everyone was familiar with his daily journal to the temple with the milk, and he would say, "I am going to take the milk for the gods to drink." One day he had some affairs in another town, and he called Namdev and told him, "You do the puja and take the milk while I am away." The child knew that his grandfather took the milk for the gods, but did not know that his grandfather himself drank the milk, according to the custom. So the following day, Namdev performed the puja and then placed the milk before the idols. He closed his eyes and prayed that they may accept the offering of milk. But when he opened his eyes, the milk was still there. Again he prayed, but the milk remained. He wondered why they were not drinking it. I am telling this story to illustrate the difference between a prayer by routine and a true prayer. Namdev then said to the idols, "Every day you have been drinking the milk. What has happened today?" On receiving no reply, he became very unhappy and bothered and cried, "If you don't come and drink the milk, then I am going to cut my throat." And he took out his dagger. At once the Lord appeared and drank the milk. Our prayers are more like a business or an automatic action of going through the ritual with the mind wandering away on other matters. The very reason for the erection of idols was to help the devotees concentrate on the Lord. They were not placed there for people to worship the stone. A certain Muslim fakir said, "Never say that the Kaaba is better than a temple where statues symbolizing God are worshipped. Kaaba Sharif is where Hazrat Ibrahim's Hajarul Aswad stone is kept in his memory, and Muslims go there to pay their respects. In the Hindu temples, the idols are stone images of past masters." One master was asked which was better, and he replied, "Wherever he has manifested himself is the best place. He is residing within you, who are a very temple of God, and that lamp, which is a light, can go on lighting others. The company of such masters is called satsang, the company of the truth." So after a long, long search, Guru Amar Das Ji said, "I was extremely tired performing these karmas." He felt almost defeated at the end. So how did he get to the truth? He says, "Without any effort of mine, I found the Satguru." If the search is there, then God, who sees everything, makes the arrangements himself for his child to meet the true master. When he got the contact within, he said, "Without good luck, you cannot get such a Satguru." And also, when you meet a Satguru, you see with your own eyes. So listen carefully to Guru Amar Das's Shabd. An initiation that holds no seeing will have no meaning. If by merely saying the words wealth one were to become wealthy, then there would be no poor people. Wherever one goes, people are advising that God's name should be repeated in one form or another. Everyone is saying, "Repeat the Lord's name," but without seeing, how can you meditate on him? One person sees and then speaks, and another speaks without seeing. There is great difference between the two. Nam power has two aspects, light and sound, the connection to which is given only by a God-realized man. It is the very water of life. I'll stop there. I was reading It is a Noble Search, and it was published, a talk published in the January 1971 issue of Satsang Desh. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Claire, for reading for us. There were 69 people at this morning's Satsang. Thank you, everyone, for attending. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So always abide what your Master says, the God in Him, you see. So whether people admire you or not, don't care for them. So you must abide by the teaching, by the saying, by the orders of the Master to live up to it. Irrespective of the world, admire you or otherwise.